Hey girls, welcome to the Go Girl Podcast, because women are powerful. I'm your host, Ashley Caprice. Each episode is about self-love, self-care, and self-discovery. Tune in for affirmations, motivation, girl talk, and girl power. Now let's get it started. Go girl. Hey girls, welcome back to another episode of the Go Girl Podcast. And I must say, it is a very, very special day, the best day in the world of the universe. You should already know. It's my birthday. And I'm saying you should already know because if I say it's a special day, the best day in the world, obviously I'm speaking of something that means something to me. So happy birthday to all the Aries out there. And happy birthday to myself. I'm going to celebrate myself today. I'm getting my hair done. And be sure to follow me on social media at I Am Ashley Caprice. I'm going to post pictures. I'm going to post in my stories. I'm already full right now because it's the Sunday before my birthday. And I just went out with my mom. We had a spa day. Thank you, Mama. And we went to BJ's to get one of my favorite desserts, a Pizookie, and I just tried a new one called Party Pizookie. They are not paying me for this, but it was so good. It was like a birthday cake cookie with ice cream on top and the cone on top of that. You take the cone off and just sprinkles come out of everywhere. It was so cute and creative, and I felt like it was confetti on my dessert. I appreciated that. So I'm a little full right now, but I feel good. I feel great. I feel relaxed. I feel refreshed. I feel renewed for this upcoming year. I'm excited about it. I feel like it's going to be a great year. I feel like I've been hearing things from my spirit on things to do for this coming year to really tap in and focus on my self-care. That's why I got a spa membership because, you know, I started feeling like stress in my back and my neck area pretty often. So I got a membership for every month. So I enjoyed that. And I'm just getting older. Obviously, it's my birthday. I'm blessed to see another year, but with it comes its own challenges, you know, mentally and physically. And I'm like, okay, I need to do all the things to make sure I feel good inside and out. So yes, to my massage days, whoop, whoop, but really stretching more, taking those walks, really meditating, really staying true to my self-care. I know it works for me and I just need to be more consistent with it, more consistent. I'll get to a good place and then I'll fall off a little bit and then I'll feel irritated or annoyed by little things. And it's like, oh, I got to do my self-care. Like, no, I need to be proactive. So pretty much today is like my personal new year and I'm going to try to make sure I'm being more proactive in my self-care so that I'm good for myself and everyone around me. All right. They don't need to deal with my little irritability. Plus, it's something about an eclipse. Yeah. Anyway, I don't know if that really affects our mood, but we're just going to blame everything on the world around us instead of taking accountability and making sure we're blaming ourselves. Just kidding. You already know I'm playing with that. Take accountability, ladies. I'm going to be more consistent. I want to feel more refreshed, renewed, just like I feel today, but every day. So because it's my birthday, I want to share a gift with you. I want to share the fourth chapter of the Go Girl Guidebook. I've been sharing a chapter each month and this month is no different. And I felt like this would be the perfect day. Because if you'd like to celebrate yourself, be sure to purchase the Go Girl Guidebook, a woman's interactive guide to self-love, full of chapters about self-care, self-love, self-discovery, and, you know, it's kind of supporting me on my day. So grab your copy right now on Amazon, or you can go to the website, gogirlmovement.org. I'm going to hop into today's episode. It might not be too long because I got to get back to my birthday festivities, aka relaxing, okay? It's Sunday. I just had a whole spa day. I want to relax, but I want to get this to you too. So here we go. So today in chapter 4, we are talking about a guide to living out your dreams. So as I was prepping for this episode, I was kind of taken aback by some things that I wrote in this chapter because I need to look at this chapter again for myself, okay? Such as today's affirmation, which is, I am fulfilled. I am fulfilled. And reflecting on this past year, there are a lot of things that I am fulfilled by. I am about to get married, excited about that, fulfilled in my personal life, with my friendships, my family, the family I'm building, my love, all of that. I feel fulfilled for the most part with my health and everything. But I feel like since this chapter is about living out your dreams, I think I'd like to feel a little more fulfilled professionally. I feel okay. However, I always feel like there's more that I can do. In that way, I wish that I felt more fulfilled. There are things that I'm learning to make sure that I don't get comfortable, that I'm always, you know, growing and not being stagnant. So at least I have those opportunities. However, if you're a go-getter like me, ambitious, you're always looking for something else, right? You're always seeking the next thing. You don't want to be stagnant. You want to keep growing. So I want to be more fulfilled professionally, if I'm being honest. So under that, I say life is a journey of self-discovery. Everyone is trying to figure out their purpose for being here. It's time to map out your future and pursue your dreams. Message to self. The following are steps to guide you on your path of living your life on purpose. Oh, Ash, I wrote that. So I'm going to share 3 bullet points from this chapter. All right. The first bullet point is explore what fulfills you. Explore what fulfills you. For some, getting involved in the community is fulfilling. For others, negotiating a huge contract is fulfilling. Complete this sentence. I am most fulfilled when. This book is interactive, so there are journal prompts, there's questions, there's fill in the blanks, fill in a sentence. So I want you to do this on your own time. I am most fulfilled when. And if I'm answering truly for myself, I'm most fulfilled when I'm serving others. Hello, the Go Girl podcast is serving you. I'm giving back. Hello, Go Girl. I am feeling joy in my spirit. That's a lot of times around family and friends or when I'm dancing or listening to music. I'm fulfilled when I am being creative, when I'm collaborating with others. I feel more fulfilled when I'm learning something new. I'm more fulfilled when I'm moving and dancing, like moving my body. I feel fulfilled when I have a great conversation that's productive or full of laughter. I'm fulfilled when I'm helping someone else. Those things make me feel fulfilled. So again, personally, I'm all there. Professionally, I think I could push myself a little harder. So we're going to go harder this year, all right? So in what ways are you fulfilled? What fulfills you now? And in what ways can you be more fulfilled? As I said earlier, I could be more fulfilled with my self-care instead of doing it sporadically, doing it more proactively and consistently. Of course, I'm fulfilled when I'm working on Go Girl, okay? Because I'm helping other women, I'm serving other women, if that's through social media, through my book, through my podcast. I love it. I love it so much. And to me, it's a payoff when someone says, thank you, you've helped me in this way with my career or my relationship or whatever it is. Even if one person says that, to me, it feels worth it. So I am fulfilled with Go Girl. The second bullet point is to make a plan. Ooh, that's what I need to do, telling y'all what to do. But the second bullet point for living out your dreams is to make a plan. And in that paragraph, I say, everything takes time. Remember to stay patient. Think about the end result. A lot of times we think about the sacrifices instead of the outcome. If it's a diet, we think about the sore muscles and food we have to let go of instead of knowing that we will be healthier and more fit in the end. Even in job interviews, they ask, where do you see yourself in 5 years? So do the same for yourself. Write down action steps. Write down short-term goals. Write down long-term goals. And where do you see yourself in 5 years? That's really a tough question. And it puts a lot of pressure on you. Now that I think about it, you know, see, growing with the book, growing as an author. Like, who came up with that question? This is the thing. I understand a goal. Yes, have a goal. But when we give ourselves deadlines and time limits, when we don't reach that goal, we might become disappointed or depressed or stressed because we haven't reached it. Instead, I'm learning to just speak what I want all the time. Speak what I want, speak what I want, speak what I want, and then watch it manifest on its own time. And God is always working with you. If you believe in the universe or higher source and source energy, all that, it is working with you. So the energy you're putting out, speaking what you want, it's listening to you, and then it'll come back to you. You'll attract more of those opportunities. You'll attract what it is that you really want in your life. Might not happen on your time where you think you might be ready. You might not really be ready. And that's why it's not coming to you when you think it should. Keep preparing yourself, though. Keep preparing yourself. Keep becoming that version of you that will appreciate that blessing, that will be humble when that blessing comes, and be fully prepared when that blessing comes. Keep working on yourself right now while you're making that plan. So I say scratch out the where do you see yourself in 5 years and focus on where you are right now and how you can be better tomorrow, then the next day, then the next day. Take it a day at a time. All right. We got to, as a society, I think we got to take some pressure off of ourselves, especially like I remember going into my 30s. I wanted to reach certain milestones by 30 because we have all these like Forbes magazine, 30 under 30, like all these things that I feel like so many women, especially women, want to accomplish by the time they turn 30. They want to get married, have children, have a house all by 30. Like we literally were just teenagers about 10, 11 years ago before we turned 30, right? 19 years old, then 11 years, you want all those things. It's possible. Absolutely, it's possible. But then we have so much life to live. So do it on your own pace, your own time. Just keep working towards it, whatever it is. And the third bullet point for living out your dreams is to create a vision board. I've made a couple of vision boards in my life, and one of them that year, everything came true. It came true, but some things I'm like, yeah, I could have probably done without that. Like the crazy relationship, probably could have done without that. I just had a person on there, a man, got it, but that's what I'm saying. Don't rush your dreams. Just write them out. But create a vision board. So you have to visualize what you want. Close your eyes and see where you want to be. Feel it. Feel the space around you. So what do you want? And not even things so much, but what do you want to feel? I want to feel joy. I want to feel happy. I want to feel peace. I want to feel love. What's around you when you feel those things? Is it your family? Is it your friends? Is it children? Is it pets? What is it? Feel the space around you. And then who's around you? What are you doing? What are you seeing? What are you smelling? Tap into your senses, okay? Focus on your feelings in that moment. And you have to see it to believe it. Creating a vision board helps you to manifest everything that your heart desires, okay? So you could cut out photos from magazines or newspapers that symbolize what you want out of life. Family, friends, love, success, health, wealth, peace. You can paste it on a nice board and put it where you can see it every day. So list what you want to see on your vision board. And right now, technology has evolved over the years. Maybe it's not a vision board. Maybe you have a Pinterest board, a mood board. Maybe you just write down your notes app. I have so many notes in my notes app. Maybe it's writing in your journal. So maybe it's not just a board. Or maybe it's just a sticky note with a mission statement for your life that you could put on your mirror or somewhere where you can see it every day and speak that vision every day, see that vision every day, and work towards it every day. So create that vision board. What is your vision for your life? Like even if it's not a board, what is your vision for your life? What are you telling yourself for your life? If it's you want to be a millionaire, okay, great. How are you going to get there? What are you going to do? What steps are you going to take to get there? Who are you going to serve? How are you going to give back? What are you going to do with this million? What are you going to do with the first 100,000 that you get? Right? So make those small steps, make it plain, make it clear, follow it, and live it. Okay? So as I said, today was going to be a quick episode because I want to wind down and relax. I want to keep celebrating myself today. It is now Wednesday, April 10th, and I'm just going to go out. I'm going to go shopping. I'm going to get my hair done, and I don't know what else I have planned. I'm going to go to Las Vegas this weekend and turn up for old time's sake and just have a great month. You know, Aries, we celebrate all month long. So anyway, I just wanted to hop on here and make sure that I gave you what you needed to make sure you're living out your dreams and to celebrate you like I'm celebrating myself. All right. Be sure to get your copy of the Go Girl Guidebook, A Woman's Interactive Guide to Self-Love. 10 chapters with a guide to help you live your best life ever on Amazon. Get it for yourself. Get it for a friend. Get it to support me on my birthday. Be sure to take a picture of it once you get it. You can post it on social media. I'll be sure to repost on my social media. Be sure to follow me at I Am Ashley Caprice or at Go Girl Movement. I appreciate you and I thank you so much for spending this beautiful year with me and all the past 5 years, actually. Go Girl is like 5 years old now. Go Girl is 5 years old. That's when everything is coming to fruition. It's been a thought 13 years before that. So Go Girl is really probably like 18 years old. It's been living in my spirit. All right. Anyway, and that's why I need to make a plan so that I can make sure nothing else is just living in my spirit for years. You feel me? Anyway, girls, have a great day. And I'm going to receive all the birthday blessings today. I already feel it in my spirit from you. And I thank you and I appreciate you. I love you so much. Have a great day and happy birthday to me. All right. Go, girl.
Thank you so much for tuning in to another episode of the Go Girl Podcast. Please subscribe, rate, and leave a review. And be sure to share this episode with your girlfriends. Connect with me on social media at Go Girl Movement or subscribe to the blog at www.gogirlmovement.org. By the way, have you purchased your copy of the Go Girl Guidebook, a woman's interactive guide to self-love? 10 chapters full of ways to love yourself better. It's available right now on Amazon. Thank you for your support. I love you, and I'll talk to you next time. Go, girl.